This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. More than 1,000 road projects in Wisconsin are getting $174 million from the Department of Transportation. Local governments told the state which roads need the most work. Also this week, Wisconsin got $200 million from the federal government to fix or replace more than 150 roads and bridges. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to state investment in four-year education. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says that's a surefire way to lose top talent.
I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months looking into the UW system's problems and how to possibly solve them. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
Voters tell pollsters they want shorter campaigns, but Schultz says that's easier said than done. Wisconsin voters may have as many as 6 choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Some reminders about Tuesday's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be 5 parties to choose from. Election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over to look for races or referendums on the back. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A runaway 14-year-old from Adams County was last seen in Nakusa. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding Christopher M. Schmitz, Jr. He was last seen on West Queens Way, not far from the Lake Sherwood Lodge. Christopher was wearing a black baseball cap, dark jeans, and gray Crocs with a gold strap. He may also have a black bicycle. Christopher is white, 5'11", 120 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. If you see him or know where he is, please contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 608-339-3304 or call your local law enforcement agency. There's a new PATCH teen consultant program starting in Wood County. They plan to hire a team of 6 to 8 youth to run consulting sessions and give community presentations. Visit patchprogram.org for more information. People are receiving letters that look like they're from the Marshfield Police Department asking for money. The letters say Marshfield Area Annual Fund Drive and National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund with a Washington, D.C. return address. These letters are not affiliated or endorsed by the Marshfield Police Department. Feel free to call the PD with questions. The non-emergency number is 715-387-4394. You can get a slow-moving vehicle sign at the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. The National Farm Medicine Center donated the SMV placards to hand out. These orange triangles help boost the visibility of slow-moving farm equipment to help prevent accidents. It's harvest season and farm machinery is on the roadways as they move from field to field and back to the farm. If you need a sign, stop by the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. County Highway AA may be shut down completely south of Nakusa. The Wood County Highway Department says heavy rain in June revealed a large hole that undermined a significant portion of the roadway. The causeway embankment is experiencing slope failure. The Highway Department wants to find out how the community feels about closing the road completely. There will be a public information meeting on Tuesday, August 20th, to discuss proposed changes and cost estimates to repair County Highway AA. It will be at the Nakusa Community Center on August 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting is informal and you can come and go as you please. You can purchase bonus antlerless harvest authorizations, formerly known as tags, starting at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 12th. These bonus authorizations will be sold at a rate of one person per day until sold out. Visit gowild.wi.gov. If you're noticing more dark spots or patches on your skin after spending time in the summer sun, you could be experiencing hyperpigmentation. This happens when the skin produces an excess or irregular amount of melanin.
This can be an unwanted effect due to multiple reasons, from sun exposure to aging, medications, etc.
That's Thomas Howard, MD and board-certified plastic surgeon with Aspyrus. He said it can be difficult to diagnose and the treatment options for hyperpigmentation are vast.
Generally, you're going to start with kind of over-the-counter skincare products, things like antioxidants, vitamin C, niacinamide. These are very commonly found in things that you can go to Walgreens or your local pharmacy and find that.
Dr. Howard said if these options don't work, you may need to talk to your doctor about more potent therapies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The Crew coming off a three-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings, 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
As Rojay Stona with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Stranger Things relies a lot on CGI and special effects. Take away those elements of the show, and what do you have? A new Broadway version. Stranger Things: The First Shadow is a prequel for the show and headed to America. The story is set 25 years before the TV version begins. The show opened in London in 2023 and has been a big success, winning an Olivier Award for Best New Play. The First Shadow will open in New York next spring. Not sure if you've heard the news, but it's all ball bearings nowadays. Also, there will not be another Fletch film. Greg Mottola, director of 2022's Fletch reboot, Confess Fletch, that starred John Hamm, says there was a sequel in the works, but it will not go forward. The director says the change of direction on the project is due to new leadership at Miramax. Mottola, who also directed Superbad, says the Fletch curse got him. For what it's worth, I charged this entire beat to the Underhill's credit card. 3 Taylor Swift shows were canceled due to a terrorist attack threat. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Vienna, Austria, apprehended 2 men, one of them the 19-year-old ringleader. The canceled shows were for August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and those with tickets will get a full refund. Reps for Taylor Swift have not commented yet on the incident. The Swift Eras Tour has spanned 145 shows in 5 continents. It started in 2023 and is scheduled to end in Vancouver in December. There is drama on the set of the new Bridget Jones film. The shooting schedule was disrupted by bats. Experts say their habitat was disrupted by the filming in Keswick, Cumbria. That was almost enough to distract fans from the fact that Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, is returning for the 4th installment of the franchise. Apparently, Firth's return has been planned for a while, but they were hoping to keep it a secret. Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is expected in theaters in February of 2025. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film It Ends With Us is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even exciting,
accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with 3 number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WIS Country. That's WIS Country.com.